Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Husser. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Ed Husser. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert scores. Miles moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Desautels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Miles reaches third base with a triple. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rubeling is walked intentionally. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 0 for 1 in the game. Husser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Moses reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Simmons reaches second base with a double. McCoy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 0 in the game. Gailhouse is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 0 for 2 in the game. Husser takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Husser for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Stan Spence pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. Doerr scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Chubby Dean now pitching. Dom DiMaggio pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean bunts towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rubeling moves to second. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-4 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey pinch hits for Johnny Peacock. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glenn moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.